Okay, Kyle, thank you very much. Last night, a first in Marlins history in a safe situation of Marlins closer loads the bases with nobody out, then strikes out the next three in a row. A.J. Ramos did it. A.J., it was a wild, wild night. Want to ask you to help take fans through what you were feeling, what you were thinking as the inning unfolded last night in Phoenix. And let's start with this. You've saved 15 games before last night in the big leagues. It's not like it's a first for you. In general now, as you got a little bit more of a comfort level, what is your mood? What's going through your mind as you're jogging in from the bullpen to start the ninth inning last night?
Mainly just to get ahead of guys, and something that I didn't do until the bases got loaded last night. But just getting ahead and try to get the outs as quick as possible. And wasn't able to do that with the first few guys, but was able to figure it out when the bases got loaded.
When the inning started, the first thing I said was, what A.J. wants to do is set down three in a row here because Goldschmidt's batting fourth. He's the guy the D-backs want up there. They get a man on. He comes up representing the tying run. Are you thinking about Goldschmidt at all at the start of the inning?
No. I don't focus on who's coming up later on. I just try to focus on the guys at the box. And because when you start to look ahead, you kind of overlook the guys at the box, and you tend to miss some pitches that you maybe you should have made. And so I try to keep my focus on who's in the batter's box.
Then you walk the first man, Aaron Hill, and I would imagine some fans might have thought back to Sunday. He walked Carlos Ruiz leading off the ninth inning. Does that cross your mind at all at that point?
No, not at that point. Obviously, I knew that happened last time, and like I said before, I kind of remember those times whenever I blow a save, and I keep it in the back of my mind. And I was like, I'm not going to let it happen this time, you know. So after that happened, I just kind of went pitch by pitch by then.
Inciarte singles, Castillo pinch hits, he singles. Now you got the bases loaded for Goldschmidt. Are you thinking strikeout? Are you thinking double play, minimize the damage? What do you think when Goldschmidt comes to the plate?
Well, I'm always thinking strikeout, no matter what the situation. But when he comes up and the bases got loaded, like I said, I told the umpire, I said, this is when I love to pitch, because I was backing him home. I looked at him, I said, this is when I love to pitch. And he gave me like a weird look. And that's whenever I finally felt like myself. I felt like I had arm action was good and my sliders and everything was breaking. So that's whenever I started to pitch. I felt really good. I was confident. And then once I struck Goldschmidt out, I was like, it's going to be tough for me to hit. If I make a mistake, that'd be the only way if they hit me right now. So I felt confident.
So you get rid of Goldschmidt, but you can't take a deep breath. You can't exhale at all because here comes another all-star now, A.J. Pollock, who's killed the Marlins so far this season. So now you got one out. You still thinking strikeout? You thinking double play ball?
This one I was like, all right, well, maybe I can get a double play right here, kind of take some little bit of pressure off, you know, and kind of end the game right there. But it was I didn't take a deep breath at all. I knew that I kind of said in my head, too, this guy's hot right now. He's hitting fastballs well. I saw him kind of reach out for a slider earlier, and I was like, all right, well, I gotta throw it halfway in his zone, halfway out, kind of make him swing at pitcher's pitches, and I was able to do that with him.
And then do you see a light at the end of the tunnel? Because you've got two outs all of a sudden. One out, any kind of out gets you out of the inning. But again, Yasmani Tomas, who has killed the Marlins this year.
Yeah, I took a deep breath because I know at that point I was a lot more options. There's a ground ball, there's a pop-up, there's a strikeout. But then I kind of reined it back in. I was like, okay, don't think about that because one swing could end the game right here. So I went back and took a deep breath and kind of just went right after him again. Because in those situations, when you start thinking about the bases being loaded, you start thinking about all that stuff, you're playing the moment. You're not playing the game. When you start playing the moment, things tend to get out of hand. So I played the game, meaning me against the guy at the plate. Let's see who's better.
You get strike three. You get the third out. The ball game is over. Do you feel joy or do you feel relief?
I was pumped. It was hard to kind of wind down from all that. I felt really pumped. I think you saw that was probably the most pumped I've been in a big league game. I don't normally show that much emotion. I don't like to do that. But right there, I guess, because I got myself into trouble and I got myself out facing three really tough hitters, I was a little more pumped than usual. But definitely don't want to try to do that again. So,
you feel like you were more prepared to handle that situation last night than you would have been maybe at the start of the year before you'd had the experiences you've gotten this year as a closer?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think my whole coming up kind of prepared me for this. That's the kind of pitcher I was when I was younger. I would get out of bases loaded jams all the time, high school, college, and even the minor leagues. I've always had enough pitches to wherever. Like last night, my fastball wasn't good, but I knew that my slider, my changeup were plus pitches, so I just threw those. And same vice versa, my curveball or slider or changeup's not good, my fastball, something's good that day, and I'm going to go with that. But all those experiences of pitching, coming in the eighth inning with no outs, bases loaded, or seventh inning, whatever it is, prepared me to kind of for that last night. So I don't panic. I just take deep breaths and just kind of go pitch by pitch. It sounds cliche, but that's how you really get out of those situations.
As you guys are celebrating on the field last night, or you get back to the clubhouse, you jump on Twitter, your cell phone, whatever, any memorable or funny reactions to you? Anybody say anything to you that really stands out?
Just saying, wow. You know, wow, that was crazy. He pulled a Houdini. My favorite one.
That was me, by the way, the Houdini thing on Twitter.
Yeah, that was you. And my favorite one was my mom. She was texting me, and I was like, I'm sorry if I scared you last night. And she goes, no, it's okay. That's what I live for. And I said, I tweeted that, and I was like, well, you know what? That's where I get it from. Now you know where I got it from. I got it from my mama. So
that's awesome. And now you face a situation in the future. You've been through it once. You've survived it with flying colors, and you feel like you're even more prepared moving forward?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but it takes a lot of things for to get out of that situation. I could have made a great pitch, those same great pitches, and they could have stuck a bat out and got a hit. So it's definitely something that I don't want to do again, but if it comes up again, I'm going to handle it the same way, and we'll see what happens after that.
You've proven you can do it. Let's not do it again, though. Next time, how about 1-2-3, maybe tonight?
I think a 1-2-3 would be the best thing right now. So
it's AJ Ramos. Thanks for the insight. Interesting stuff.
Yes, sir.
Kyle, back to you.